Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the eternal Godhead that's consistent, got consistent love, got consistent grace, consistent righteousness, and so we thank you. Thank you that you brought us back through your great love, Lord, into this wonderful covenant. And so we thank you, Lord, as we looking into the Word this morning. We can again be enlightened, Lord, so as to be your lights in the darkness, your rivers in the desert, your shadows of a great rock in a weary land. In Jesus' name, amen. Greetings, precious family. Readings this morning is Psalm 136 from 17 to 22. Give thanks to the one who struck down great kings. God's faithful love lasts forever. And killed powerful kings. God's faithful love lasts forever. Sihon, the Amorite king, God's faithful love lasts forever. Og, king of Bashan, God's faithful love lasts forever. Handing their lands over as inheritance, God's faithful love lasts forever. And inheritance to Israel, his servants, God's faithful love lasts forever. Hallelujah. You know, when you're in the shadows, it was realities to these people, but for us it is shadows, it's examples, it's written for our encouragement. Here we can see, you know, God wants a people for himself. This is the eternal reality. God had man in mind. We are God's idea. And then he had the earth in mind for a home for his children. And so it's all God's idea. And then he desires godly offspring. So anything apart from that is not eternal. And so God is busy sorting out things here on this earth at the moment. Because that what is of his, everything belongs to him. And everything is being restored to its rightful order. And here we can see, you know, God chose Israel, the example of the ecclesia, the called out ones, to represent him. And when in representing him and standing for what is right, everything that came against that which is right was taken out. And that's exactly what's happening now in this age. You know, we see the Egyptians that came to take them back into captivity, they were taken out. And then we see here as they go now into the promised land and that there, what's his name? Sihon, the king of the Amorites, comes against them. And then also Og, the king of Bashan, comes against them. And they all fall. They all, because God is for them. And I mean, this Og is one of the giants that is still on the land, a mighty. So no giant, no big, and I mean, the Amorites were numerous. They had strong army, but they were defeated. And that's the spiritual reality we built on now. And so when we're in tune with God, God fights for us. And we've seen this. We've seen now the evil, the wrong. People that have not gone through the gate, they and wide is a way of destruction. It's a way of the flesh. It's a way of carnality, and narrow is the gate. So we got to go through that narrow gate. And then it goes on in Matthew 7, and then he speaks about if you're in the narrow gate, you got good fruit. Why? Because you're a good tree. You planted in the Lord. You're on that highway. That gate has led you into the highway of holiness. And then those that are on the broad way, they got bad fruit. They diseased trees, it goes on to say, and they got bad fruit. And then it goes even further on in that there, and then he points out there, those that do the will of God will stand eternally. They will stand. But those that don't do the will, that, and what is the will? Knowing the Father. Knowing the Father and knowing the Son. So this is all the foundations we are building on. And then the ones that come through the narrow gate, that is a healthy tree, that is bearing their fruit, that is knowing how they're bearing fruit through knowing the Father and Son, tapped into the vine. They are building on the rock. And then what do they do when you're building on the rock? You're standing, you're not falling. So guys, we can see, we sit now, just as we sit there, we see that, the evil there, and they were taken out. Now there is evil as well that needs to be taken out. But praise God, we know we were all once evil, and God could change our lives. So this is our message. Our message is a message of reconciliation, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. So this world don't belong to them. This world belongs to God and belongs to his children. And then we can see they were all defeated. The wrong things, the bad examples are taken out of the way. And then the children of God inherited their land. So the kingdoms of this world, this technology, this deception, this polluting the food chain that they're doing now, it's all going to be taken out. Why? So we can bring the right things into the food chain, into the people's changing hearts, then changing the fruits, attitudes, and actions, and getting people to build on Jesus Christ, the only rock, the only foundation by which we can be saved. Amen. So see these natural examples have been given to us, and it's now actually it's taking place for us. So we got to stay in the good things, in the things of God, in the leadings of God, developing on schedule. Another good thing is here, it talks always about the faithful love. It's also the Hebrew translation, we can see it's the grace of God. So the grace of God, God's faithful love, his perfect love that casts out all fear, the law of the Spirit, righteousness, partaking of the divine nature, they're all the same things. Many big and beautiful, powerful words that are saying to us the great and precious promises has been given. Righteousness has been restored. So we've got to wake up to these good things and press into it and stand. Remember, the he who builds on the sand will collapse. The storms come, it falls. But when we build on the rock, we stand. So stand in the fullness of this love that has been given to us in Jesus' name. Amen.